So unlike scholarships and fellowships, prizes and awards are generally always taxable. So under the assignment of income doctrine, a taxpayer can't assign their income elsewhere. So if they're the recipient of a prize or award, the university should not grant any kind of process to redirect their funds to someone else. So, for example, if a professor receives some kind of payment and they request it to go to their discretionary account, they'd basically be avoiding personal income tax obligations for that, and they'd also be commingling their personal funds with university funds, which is not ideal. So something just to pay attention to.
That's where the professor then would have to accept the funds and then turn around and write a check to the university to get their charitable contribution, which mm-hmm. you just heard about.
When I see assignment of income doctrine, the first thing that pops into my mind is settlements. So because we're a college and university, I think it's just nice that we get sued a lot. And I see settlements come through all the time when it comes to either back pay or discrimination or someone tripped and fell. We literally had one where a student was sad. So we
probably
settled.
Because they couldn't go back to the funeral.
They couldn't. Yeah, that was probably my fault. But I got to 1099 the kid, so I felt good about it. Who won? So when I see settlements, you know, there's a whole lot of questions about how do I properly 1099 it when it comes to a settlement. When I see assignment of income, I always think about the settlement where I pay 100% of the proceeds to the attorney to adjust to offset the plaintiff's attorney costs. You could potentially have two 1099s that are going out for one cash payment. So when it comes to settlements, there's a whole area of guidance out there. Just make sure you're following it, because depending on what names are on the check and what the claim is for, and I'm not sure if there's a settlement. Like case study here during this session, but it's frequently presented. It goes back to why you're settling in the first place in order to kind of base your information reporting on.
And then the rule on constructive receipt basically speaks to, even though if the funds are not in the taxpayer's possession, they have constructively received that income if it's set aside for them, made available to them, and they have control of receipt of the funds without any substantial limitations. There are certain exceptions for redirecting funds for certain prizes and awards related to educational, charitable, scientific achievements that are transferred to charities if they meet specific criteria. So they have to receive this prize or award without actually taking any action to enter a contest. So no action on their part, no rendering of services provided in the future. There's no requirement for them to do anything to receive this funds. And the amount is transferred directly from the person making the payment to the charity. So the person that wins the prize would basically designate a charity that the funding would go to. So now we'll walk through a few examples on prizes and awards. So in the first one, the department submits a check request to AP for a prize to be awarded to a student for outstanding artwork in the senior art show. So again, prizes and awards are generally always taxable. Here, a 1099 or 1042S would apply. And if it's a 1042S, withholding at 30% would also apply. In the next example, the department submits a check request to AP for a prize to be awarded to an employee for 10 years of outstanding service. So here, the prize is going to an employee, and it appears to be a length of service award, but it's a check request, so I would think this is a cash equivalent and doesn't really meet the tangible personal property requirement.
Unless it's a stipend, right?
Yes, of course.
Okay, all right. That was sarcasm, just in case anybody didn't taste it.
So this would just get added to their W-2 as compensation for the employee. In the last example, an author not affiliated with the university is given the Pulitzer Prize, and the individual resides in Italy and has no U.S. connection. So here I think it depends on if they're designating those funds to someone else, because I think they would meet that exception because they're not taking any action to receive this award. They're not required to render any services, and if they designate another charity to get that directly and it never comes to them, then they could avoid any taxable income.
So I threw this in there because Pulitzer Prizes are given at my university, and this actually happened. So it was really to show you the really odd types of situations that can come across your desk in terms of a payment. So this particular person had no affiliation with the U.S., was not a U.S. person, was given the award, and so we didn't issue any forms for this person.